On Binghamton University Week, how do reptiles of different sexes solve the same problem in different ways? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lindsay Swerk, assistant research professor of biological sciences at the Harper College of Arts and Sciences, examines this.
Anoles are the scuba diving champions of the lizard world, able to stay underwater for more than 16 minutes. But for animals whose body temperature depends on the environment, time spent in cool water can have trade-offs. At the Swerk Organismal Ecology Lab, my team and I researched lizards in the Anolis genus in the Neotropics. We helped to document that semi-aquatic anoles can dive underwater for long periods by rebreathing a bubble of air covering their heads. This trait may have evolved to allow anoles to use aquatic habitats to escape predators, and we're looking closely at the functions and mechanisms of the behaviors and morphologies that may allow them to rebreathe underwater. Semi-aquatic anoles seem to have evolved a sex-specific trade-off between finding safety underwater and retaining body heat on land. This represents what we behavioral ecologists call an optimization problem, where animals must balance the costs and benefits of performing particular behaviors. New research conducted by myself, PhD candidate Alexandra Martin at Binghamton University, and Chris Baccia from Queen's University suggests that the sexes differ in how they solve this problem, since females have longer dives than males. Longer dives mean that it's less likely for a predator to be waiting once the anole returns to the surface. Females appear to trade the physiological cost of cool water for that extra safety, since they don't face the same pressures as males do to look for eligible mates or defend territory. The ways that animals can adapt to environmental pressures are astounding and have continued to inspire humans to push the boundaries of bio-inspired design. We are curious and excited to explore these ideas, and we plan to examine the function and mechanism of this trait and others more fully in future research.
That was Lindsay Swerk of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.